Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Stevie Weeby here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Sorry Mom podcast's very own Sydney Mailer and Nikki Howard. I really enjoyed this episode. It was very fun. My favorite part of the interview was when Sydney talked about the guy that sent a picture of his two penises to her, one on top of each other. I found it fascinating because I've never heard of a guy who had two penises before. Literally right next to each other above their scrotum. So I found that interesting. I hope you enjoy.
Whoa!
Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby
special guests tonight. Please welcome Sydney Mailer and Nikki Howard from the Sorry Mom podcast. Give it up. You guys having fun or what?
Oh yeah.
Thanks for coming. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
I'm a fan of your podcast.
We're a fan of yours.
I'm trying to spread the message.
We appreciate
okay?
it.
Okay? Yeah. I love it. I love, you know what I love most about your podcast?
Hmm.
Your guys' friendship.
That's so sweet.
That is
we
sweet.
Try.
Yeah.
I think
it's how much we make fun of each other. That's
I was
really...
just saying, I feel like I'm constantly just being a dick to Sydney.
No, you love her.
I do.
That's how we tell each other we love each other.
Just like,
yeah.
She got you a mariachi band.
I know.
For your freaking birthday.
I mean, if that kind
now,
of expense.
Hey, who's ever done something like that for you?
Not even a boyfriend. You know what I mean?
Not even a boyfriend.
Not even a lover.
So what does that say about Nikki towards you?
I'm your boyfriend now.
If Nikki was a man, you would dump
I would
Drew.
Fuck her,
I love
sure.
Drew.
No.
I love Drew. But you,
you would dump
Drew.
I mean, at least a blowjob.
Yeah.
I mean, for a mariachi band at my house, a surprise? Yeah.
That was one of the happiest days of your life, right? I want to know how you guys met.
Well,
how did we meet? Was it Toya or was it Famous?
Yeah, Famous, I think.
I think
famous
it was
Stars
Famous
and Straps.
Stars and Straps.
Yeah.
When we were in the Broho thing, kind of.
Yeah.
What's a Broho? What's a Broho?
Broho is like the people that ride dirt bikes and have like black under their blonde hair. Like that. Like the bros, but then the hoes. Broho.
I didn't know that.
Nor did I.
Have you heard of that, Bryce?
I just agreed.
Wait, explain
really?
That again to
write
the
that down.
Explain it to the viewers
it's like
and listeners.
Broho.
Explain what a Broho is again.
It's like the bros, like the brap, brap, brap. but the hose. So if you have like blonde hair and black underneath, if like the Christina Aguilera like back in the day, and you still have that, you're a broho.
The dirty Christina Aguilera via dirty.
Yeah,
music
dirty
video.
Music video. Right. Yeah, that you're a
great
broho.
Video.
Oh, so you guys met on a video shoot?
No,
no. Oh. I was just making a comparison.
That would be cool. That would be cool.
I understand.
Photo shoot. I mean,
oh, it was a photo shoot.
Yeah.
Cause you guys model.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. Yeah. So you guys are both modeling, and you met on set.
Yeah.
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 So how did it? And how then, did the friendship begin?
And then I saw her again.
Yeah.
And
for
I was like,
Toy
I guess
Attires.
We're gonna see each other.
And then
I don't like
just
a lot of the other people here.
Continued hanging
out. Yeah.
We're like, you're less annoying than the other people.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
So like, how did you guys? Cause you're actually hired to work, right? So you're on set. Yeah.
Right.
How did you find the time to like shoot the shit with her? And
there's
vice
plenty
versa?
Of time on
yeah, there's
set.
Really
there's
not a lot
of
there's plenty of
manual
time,
labor
yeah.
involved in our jobs. You know, it's mostly just
holding things and smiling.
Right.
Wow, just, that's
yeah.
cool. And
yeah,
then you guys
no,
have a sponsor.
We're signing things.
Yeah.
We did that for
signing
a while.
Things a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, so you guys get paid to show up to events and sign things?
Yeah.
Sometimes, occasionally.
Yeah, we did then.
Occasionally.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Dude, that is like a dream.
It really is.
Bryce.
No one pays me a show.
I know, no one pays me either.
No one ever pays me in gum. Sorry.
I am so jealous.
Yeah. Well, maybe we can bring you next time.
Yeah, we could have you sign some things. Yeah.
I could, if...
That would
I
be
just,
great.
Should I just get the wig and just do it?
Yeah.
You need boobs, though, too. You're going to have to do the whole boob job
You've
thing.
Got to, like, really lose a lot of, you know, your morals and stuff to do what we do. But honestly...
Like, what do you mean by that?
I just mean, like, really be willing to, like, objectify yourself.
Hold things near your
tits.
You
know, just, like...
You know?
And just
really? You have to do stuff like that?
Yeah.
No, dudes hit on you on set?
Yeah.
I want to hear some of the pickup lines.
Oh,
stories from both, please.
Not really from me.
I had this one guy tell me that, like, he was like, yo, did you know that there's twice as many men as there are women? Like, older women should really start, like, trying to find a man. By the way, are you single? And I was like, wow,
whoa.
That was a terrible
that's
pickup
mean.
Line.
That's like
but
a
then
lot.
I had to
that
look it up.
That's also
that
a little,
icebreaker.
That's a little
yeah.
wordy.
Can I open
it was wordy.
Can I open your water for
I
you?
Would love
you haven't
that.
Opened up your water yet?
Go for it.
Okay.
Thank you.
What a gentleman. Is this your pickup line?
Yeah.
It's good. It's one of the best we've heard.
I don't have zero pickup lines.
Zero pickup lines.
What
just
else
have
you got? What pickup lines have you got, Nikki?
I just mostly get like hollered at. Like they'd be like, hey, legs.
Wait, on the
and
street?
I'm like, I guess that's
on the
me.
Street?
Your legs?
I got them.
On the street?
Just occasionally. But I think when people come up close to me, I'll like say something. I'll be like, what are your thoughts on, like, I don't know.
What?
Something random. And then they're like, I don't think I want to have a relationship. Or,
no,
yeah,
Nikki's best
girl.
Thing to turn away, like, boys is she goes, you know what? That's cool, but I got to poop.
Yeah, I gotta go.
And it works well.
It's just
apparently.
Friend zones.
I'm
people.
Gonna start using it.
Yeah,
I gotta
just
poop.
Like, can I get your number? Like, yeah, real quick. I just gotta go poop. And then they're like,
my God.
Change my mind.
I'm all right.
I'm like,
on it.
Yeah, I got
what,
you.
What do you guys
would
think
it
about
deter
that?
Would you?
That did
right?
that
do
made
you
him want it more?
It's polite.
I guess I'm seeing
it's polite.
He's sweating.
It's non-confrontational. I feel like it hits all the marks.
Yeah, hey. That would suck if it wasn't. If
yeah.
he turned around and he was like, great.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, oh, yeah. fuck
you.
You're
you don't
like,
want
oh
to do
God,
that.
Wait,
you don't want to test certain
yeah.
dudes.
Wow,
because
yeah.
they'll go there.
That's true.
That's my fetish.
Yeah,
how did you know?
You know what
yeah.
I mean? They'll go all the way there.
Right?
Yeah.
So this is a good segue to, I want to know what kind of DMs you guys get on
ooh.
Your Instagram.
Ooh,
because you guys were talking about that in your first episode.
Oh, yeah.
Sydney, yeah. I love going through Sydney's comments.
Yeah, yeah. Sydney? Just do like two or three.
Just two or...
Yeah.
Well, I think
or stalkers,
the most...
Do you have stalker stories?
I have...
Ooh, that's
oh,
a
yeah.
good segment.
I have stalker stories.
Stalker stories.
Okay, let's start
well,
with the
I
DMs.
Have,
let's start
I,
with the
sorry,
DMs.
Sorry, I'm sorry. I have a really good like dick pic story.
Yeah, I would
let's
like to know.
So this guy had two penises.
I'm sorry.
Wait,
I'm not
what?
Fucking with you. Apparently there's a disease... Like, not a disease, but it's like a thing where you can have two penises. It was like a... One penis and then another.
Oh,
penis.
Literally!
Literally.
Double dick syndrome.
It was like, and they're fully, totally
workable.
Doable. Yeah. And he was, I didn't know what to say, so I had to write him back and I went, whoa.
Wait, I just got a crazy visual.
And then he told me, he told me all about his, there's like 1% of the world has
so
it.
It was like, yeah. It was like this. So there's one, and there's one underneath where the nutsack should
and
be.
And then there's nuts.
And then a butthole?
Oh,
or
then
no?
there's
yeah,
nuts.
And then a butthole.
And then, but he's missing a butthole. What do you do?
Same size. I was like,
now,
wow.
If you're telling someone like how big your dick is at that moment, do you like just add the two
together or?
Yeah. I've got questions for this
I was
guy.
Like, are you in porn?
Sydney,
like, I don't.
Did she send you pics?
Yeah, he sent me a that? Pic. Do you have yeah. it? That's how it started.
So what,
it just
I'm
was
just
like,
curious,
here's a picture of both my dicks. And I was like, oh my I God. Had to write back.
You know
what
would be amazing if one was hard and one was soft.
Whoa.
That would be amazing. Like he had the Jedi mind control.
Do you think to jerk off with one and then not the
yeah.
other?
Yeah. Would that turn you on or no? That's not a turn on, is it?
Be like, can you only use
that's
your one
off.
Dick today? Like yeah. that, you know?
Yeah. I'm not feeling yeah. like that great. So can we you, could just do the one.
Can you show me off camera? Do you still have that picture?
No, I don't. But
God.
I had somebody else send me one with like her, like some shit all over his dick. And I was why would you send that? Why would you
but
send
But he just
like,
had one?
God. An STD dick to me.
Well, he had herpes.
He had one.
He had herpes
yeah.
on his penis?
Oh, yeah. It was like all fucked up. And I was like, this is the dick pic you decide.
Oh
okay.
My God, this is
all right.
great. I love it. I love talking about
do you think he
this.
Just
this
didn't is... know, though?
Yeah.
Or, like,
now, what,
I don't know.
What
how did
angle,
you not know?
What angle do they usually send the pics? Is it them like this, or is it them like this, or like.
I feel like
it?
It's a down.
I don't know.
It's
so
a
they,
down
they go,
mostly.
They go down like this?
Yeah, or like a sitting. You know what I mean?
I
so they
get
like that good arch up. They're like, look at how.
Oh,
when really it's not.
They want to see the whole.
Yeah, they want it. Yeah. That's how I feel. Do,
what is that good to send to women?
No.
So unless you have no. two.
The two thing is cool.
I mean, yeah, it started a conversation.
Two, my God, send
yeah,
that shit
send
out.
It, yeah.
We're
like
fascinated.
Ripley's Believe It or Not.
That's what I'm saying.
It, well, yeah.
yeah. Do you show your mom? I'll show everyone.
Oh, I show my
I'll
mom.
Show my friends and whoever's
yeah.
nearby. I'm like,
did they freak
this
out?
Shit? Oh, yeah. Well, they always, like, I find it way more entertaining when it's something weird like that. I'm like, yo, look at this weird shit.
Yeah.
And they're like, Sydney, don't show me dicks anymore. I hate it. Like,
so when he pees,
or,
does
like,
it...
the mini dicks. I've
I
had
know,
someone
I'm,
send me, like,
I'm
a mini
on
dick.
This as well. This
you
is
know?
A real head scratcher, this
Have
guy.
You ever seen one of those? One
oh,
of, like,
micro.
The micro.
Yeah, the micro. Yeah.
yeah.
I'm fascinated with that. We had Asa Akira on here. And remember I was grilling her about that? they're like, it's like a button.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's like a button.
It's like a button instead of a dick.
Would you date, let's say this guy had $1 trillion and he looked like Brad Pitt,
yeah.
but he had a micro penis. Would you guys do it?
No, I just,
what
I'm,
do you mean?
I'm more of a personality type of person.
But he looks like Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
No, that's Ryan Gosling.
That's actually more of a deterrent. I'm like, this fucking guy.
Yeah, you're too
what
hot.
What do you think, you're Brad
no,
Pitt?
No, but he said that like he has a...
With your
what
micro
if he has
penis?
Amazing personality.
Amazing personality.
But no dick.
No dick?
Yeah, with just a button.
I think yeah. we'd have to have some serious conversations.
What
I also
do you mean
feel
by
like
that?
There's a lot of baggage that comes with this. This guy's probably riddled with insecurities. He's
that's
got no
true.
Penis.
That's
oh,
true.
Nobody does. It's a button. And
he
there's a hole.
And I think that
one.
Wears
in
on a person.
I think
you
yeah.
know, like I feel like I'd have to go to therapy with this guy
yeah.
and be like, "Are you okay?
Yeah.
Let's talk about it."
I did know one guy. He was in a wheelchair and he was like paralyzed from the hips down, so it was like his dick didn't work.
Yeah.
But he was super attractive and really nice guy, and we were friends. And he would sit and talk to me about it. And he was like, "Oh, I just like bulk up on the toys. Like I oh. get my girl so many toys, and I." My head game is fucking strong.
I bet.
Hey,
when I was like,
hey,
well,
more
good.
Power to him.
Power to you,
yeah,
dude.
I feel
dude,
like
yeah.
it's like when
that's
you know
dope.
When
sucks
blind
for him,
and your
but...
other senses get heightened. I feel like it's like that.
Yeah,
like his other senses are now heightened.
Yeah. I don't know how just he would thought, ever get
yeah.
off, but like, you know.
I don't know.
Good for her.
So
yeah.
how would you work around a micro penis? Would you would just have to rub up against it, right?
Yeah, I think it would just be more like a clit.
It's so small, it can't insert inside anything, right?
No, I don't think so.
You would
I
have
mean,
to
no.
just rub.
Yeah.
Yeah, would that be a bummer?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
that's interesting. yeah.
Oh, so it's a bummer to
strong
think
bummer.
We
you
went
know?
Back to microbes. I like that. We went back. We went back. How did you meet your significant others? Love your man's art, by the way.
Thank you.
I reached out to him already.
Awesome, good.
Drew
Merritt.
Drew Merritt.
Two
amazing
R's and
artist.
Two T's.
So fantastic. How did you meet your boyfriend? How did you meet yours?
You go first.
Mutual friends. Boring. Boring ass story.
Yeah, but your story about when the first date was pretty good.
Oh,
yeah.
I just like got
died or something, right?
No, I
yeah.
was like, okay, we're going to meet here.
Yeah.
And then
You're not from here, though. You're from the East Coast, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I am.
I get that vibe from you.
Thank you.
Whereabouts?
It's the beanie.
New York. And then, well, I'm born in New York, grew up in Florida, back to New York. But my whole family's just New York Jews.
And Okay, cool, like, cool, cool, know, cool.
Just kind of.
They run it. They own it. Yeah. They own the streets.
It's a good time to be.
They own it.
Yeah,
they own the property.
Not like before.
Yeah. And since you're from San Diego?
I am, yeah.
What high school?
Guajome Park Academy.
Poway High School.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So, shout out to Tom DeLong. He went to my high school.
What up, Tom?
Ask Tom to please hit me up and to get on the show. Tom, we need you on the show. We love Blink 182.
Yep.
And please holler at us.
Is Tom in Blink 182?
He's the lead singer. He's the lead singer.
Oh, he's the lead singer.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't he the one that left?
Oh, yeah.
Because the first, we were with Travis Barker for the, that was Famous Stars and Straps. That was our first job together.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy, right?
And then it just, I didn't know that.
See, little circle.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've come full circle.
Yeah.
So, okay, so yours, you don't want, yours is not,
it's not even, whatever. It's just like whatever, it's fine. Yeah.
What about you, Sid?
What about you, Sid? Let's see, I met Drew, I went to a shoot, I think with Nikki, and we were down in Long Beach, and there was a big mural, and I was like, that's a sick mural.
Yeah.
And the photographer was like, yo, I know that dude, I'm sure he'd want to paint you. And I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
So I went to his place, and we
painted. That mural of you.
Yeah, he got.
It's on the wall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I saw that.
Yeah. The first one he did of me, he like got me naked right away, though. He was like, so we should do one of your butt. And I was like, okay, let me take all my clothes off. But it went good.
He came out like that?
Well, no, he's not creepy like that, but he's know.
Yeah.
In the same way, I still got naked. We took pictures of my butt. But
He's very talented.
Yeah, it's a beautiful picture. Yeah, yeah. And then, like, 6 years later, we actually started dating.
That's what's
How did
up.
That happen?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Nikki good, Howard
good, good,
set
Nikki,
us
good,
up.
Good, good,
Nikki, good. Nikki. Nikki came, was like, listen, I think you should stop dating DJs.
Yeah, I was like, she's like, I hate all these guys. I was like, that's because they're fucking DJs. They're the worst type of human beings.
Okay, that's a way. Let's do the segue. Why are DJs not good to date, then?
Well, I mean, have you ever met one?
Yeah, we've had some on the show, but yeah.
I mean, I just feel like if you're trying to find a guy that's like stable and like, you know, like is kind of like on a schedule that's conducive with a healthy lifestyle, I just feel like, you know.
Keep going. I love what you're doing. Keep
going.
Do
you like what I'm doing? I don't want to call anybody out. I just feel like these are hard facts.
You don't
facts.
Have to. But I'll keep going. Keep
I dated
going.
A lot of like drug addicts
or
for
just
a while.
Like, I mean, it's just
and,
like professional athletes. Like not usually like generally not, you know. I don't blame them. If I was a professional athlete, I'd be crushing puss all day. Because I'm like, I'm in the NBA.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Yeah.
You can have that dog
Thank
now.
You.
But, and so I was like, well, Drew's a cool, creative guy. Like, he's really into you. I could just feel the vibe. I could feel it happening.
So did you have to do a test, a best friend test for Drew when you first dated? Like, you definitely had to give him the okay, right?
I was like, yeah, I can.
She gave us both the okay. She put it both. She put the seed in both of our heads.
I planted the seed.
She planted the. Yeah, she was like, what do you think of this?
Good, 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 good. That's a good friend, dude. Yeah. She's a good friend to you, dude.
I know.
She's a real good friend. I hope you realize that.
I know.
She's a really good friend to you.
She is.
Thank you.
I know.
How long have you been together?
Thanks. How long have we been together?
No. How long have you, Drew Merritt?
How long have we been together?
I don't know.
Like 6 months, a year, somewhere between there and there.
Do you guys live together?
Kind of.
Do you live with your dad?
Yes.
And then how are you guys learning? Because I know it's not easy to do that.
Living together?
Because my girl's not here, but she lives here in this studio with me.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's hard.
And I'm going, you know, I go to therapy now. And
oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm in this tight space. And
one bathroom?
Yeah.
It's a struggle.
Yeah.
So the one bathroom is a fucking struggle. Yeah. Drew has long hair, and it's like living with the fucking grudge. Every time I go in the shower, it's like 7 pounds of hair on the ground.
Like,
it's
you should
disgusting.
See a doctor.
Yeah, right?
I think you're sick.
Is and the it amount longer of than cups, your hair?
Oh, my God. It's probably the same length. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He washes it though, right?
I mean, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. He's got to shampoo that. He does.
Or
else he'll start to dread.
I know. He's an artist though, so he's kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he quiet? His personality?
He's weirdly hygienic and weirdly not hygienic at the same time.
Oh.
How artists are.
Okay, so he's
like,
a
he can't
introverted.
Eat leftovers. Do you eat leftovers? Speaking of,
I would love to talk to you about this.
But you can't.
But you don't. Why?
I'm fascinated by this.
Yes.
Sorry.
My girl's not that way, you know.
I know, none of the girls are that way.
My girl,
we're all fine with it.
She could have a salad. She could, no, I'll eat it tomorrow for my lunch break. I go, yep. What?
I know.
And girls she'll are put fine it in there, it. And it, but it bothers me.
Yeah, of course.
Why, though?
Why?
Because, you know what? The main thing is it's freshness.
I know.
The freshness
it's
is
from
lost.
Yesterday.
I know. Okay.
If you're
it's
spending,
just my phobia. It's just my thing.
I mean,
I think it's all dudes, though. Like I don't.
Bryce, let's ask the men in here. Bryce,
see no leftovers. Seriously,
Bryce,
out
on the leftovers.
Chris,
I eat leftovers. I don't have that kind of.
Yeah,
see, thank God.
You know, you look like a leftovers type of guy.
Yeah, I do. Like you could eat cold pizza.
No.
I can eat cold pizza.
I don't fuck with cold pizza.
Pizza's the only exception.
If I had some bomb ass pizza.
See, but the cheese. Why doesn't that fuck with you?
It's cheese technically, so like it shouldn't be out like blah blah blah.
What do you mean? The cheese is in my fridge for.
But are you leaving
weeks?
It in the fridge or like is this pizza out in a bag?
Where do we draw the line?
Where's the line here?
Pizza? Salad?
I can eat cold pizza.
Okay.
But that's it. That's the only thing I can do.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, see?
Okay. But like chicken or something, I just can't do it.
What about a cup? What if you got Starbucks and it's got cream in it and like how...
Oh, I could do Starbucks.
Could you drink that the next day?
I could do it. But I like that fresh too.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I
prefer
that.
You could. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
You know?
Since you brought up pizza, or we both brought up pizza... Both of you, top three pizza joints in L.A.
Dino's Pizza in Burbank, number one.
Okay, hold up. Dino's Pizza in Burbank.
Dino's Pizza in Burbank and Dino's Pizza in Burbank. It's the fucking best pizza.
And she's just from New York, so she knows pizza.
Yeah, but I don't like New York pizza, so if you like New York pizza, you're not going to like this pizza. Just a heads up.
Oh, okay, interesting.
It's not like thick as fuck.
It is thick. New Yorkers like thin pizza. Yeah.
See, I like
Chicago style.
This isn't, it's like on the cusp. It's like half, it's like if you could... have a baby and then make that a pizza and then that would be the pizza.
I know you like Domino's. Why are you hanging
up
with
Domino's?
You don't think I listen to your podcast?
I know
my information, dude.
It's literally
the
only
like Domino's.
I know.
Domino's
it's the only pizza that I would get.
Domino's is a close second.
Domino's with the bread bites and the fucking lava cake.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so what's so good about their bread bites? Have they stepped it up throughout the years?
The bread bites are just fucking phenomenal.
I've had a bad batch.
What?
I know.
When?
You know
when
you get
when?
A bad batch? You're just
no, you don't.
Do they put garlic or Parmesan on it?
Yeah. The garlic sauce.
It's garlic Parmesan, and then you like just smother it. You just, in the bottom of it, you know, there's always like extra butter and shit.
How many do they give you?
A baggie.
16 or 32. Because I specifically know.
Damn. Is there a sauce, a marinara dip sauce?
No, I just want the Parmesan and the butter and the garlic and the. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what kind
a
of
woman
pizza?
Woman knows who she wants.
Pizza, yeah. What kind of pizza do you get?
I get thin crust, a little crackety
gross.
Cracker,
mm-hmm. Fucking gross,
and,
man.
Why I get like weird cheeses and like a bunch of salty shit. So like peppers and jalapenos and olives and that's it.
Yeah.
Nothing
what about you?
Good for you.
See, I'm talking shit, but like I'm gonna get so much shit about this. Hawaiian all day.
It's too wet.
Fuck with the Hawaiian.
Like it's good, but it's too wet. I feel like the pineapple makes it wet.
So Nick, you have to explain what a Hawaiian pizza is.
Pineapple
some
and
of our viewers might
and
not
ham.
Know.
Ham and ham.
Explain to the viewers what a Hawaiian pizza is.
It's a pizza with
pineapple
and ham on it.
Ham
and cheese.
Cheese.
Okay. Oh, you just. I thought, like, it was implied when we said pizza that there would be cheese and sauce on it.
Okay. So let's just talk about
it's
the toppings.
It's a base of crust. I'm not sure if you're familiar with pizza at home.
Let's go over the toppings again. Let's go over the toppings.
Okay.
Ham.
Correct.
Pineapple.
Correct.
Olives?
No.
Oh,
that's not on a pineapple.
Onions?
No. I just, it's two things. That's Hawaiian pizza.
So,
that's what I get.
So just
I feel like
pineapple.
Why is it so complicated?
Yeah. Okay.
God, I hope you never have to work at a pizza place.
I have.
Just feel like it's...
For many years.
I'd be like, what is with this guy?
Every crappy job on this planet.
Just be like...
Shout out to Barrow's Pizza in Tempe, Arizona for hiring me.
Ooh. I have a drink in Tempe, Arizona, supposedly. I've never had it yet.
It's called the Spicy Peach.
What do you mean you have a drink?
Someone made a drink. It's called the Spicy Peach. It's at one of the college bars in Tempe, Arizona.
It's your drink?
Yeah. I don't know if it's real or not, or they just told me they have it. And
you have a
they
drink
don't have
named
it.
After you.
She's made it, ladies and gentlemen.
No. Once I get, all I need is like, you know how Ellen has a drink, I'm sure, somewhere.
Ellen who?
Ellen DeGeneres. And then she also, I mean, obviously. And she has a slot machine in Vegas. And I was like, Ellen's made it.
You know who else has one? Willie Nelson.
Oh, hell yeah.
See, I feel like that's pretty given, though.
That's what's
like, Ellen
right.
has one in Vegas, like in the airport. It's like the Willie Nelson station.
We love Willie here, right, guys? Oh, Cry me a river.
Yeah.
There's just like one subtle sad head nod in the corner.
I mean, I don't, we could edit this if we want, but my brother, we were at the WB lot, and he was giving me a tour around the lot, and we walked by the Ellen building.
Yeah.
And I go, and her parking spot was empty. And so I go, oh my God, this Ellen DeGeneres' spot. He goes, yeah, dude, like, you don't know about what her, you know? I go, what do you mean I don't know about her? He goes, dude, she's, there's some weird things with her.
I'm like, sure.
You can't, the people on the lot can't, you can't look at her. And the, when you speak to her, you have to look.
Oh, she's got like Bill Cosby syndrome.
Yeah, yeah, you can't.
Like, where you're like, besides, well, minus
is,
the raping.
This is interesting.
Sorry.
Minus the raping.
No, that's mine.
That's interesting.
It fell. Wow. I was keeping it there.
Unopened.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, so you can't do that. You can't look at her in the eyes.
Wow, that's like an abuse
what happens?
Thing. That seems weird.
What happens?
Like, I don't know.
Like a succubus type of situation.
What do you think about that?
I think, I mean.
It sounds like abuse to me. You know what I mean? Like, that reminds me of that.
So what do you do? You're just like, so...
No, you look, it's respect.
I can't look at you.
It's respect.
How is that respect?
It is
You're
respect.
A normal human.
No.
It's, you are.
It's Ellen.
You're fine.
She's...
You're fine.
It's Ellen DeGeneres.
I don't care.
I like that.
You're
good,
human.
Good.
Yeah.
Keep doing that. I like that.
Listen, so, just because you have a slot machine, I take it back. You know, like...
Willie Nelson lets you look him in the eye.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true.
We hope so.
There's conspiracy theories, though. They're saying that reptilian eyes...
Oh, I've heard this theory.
What?
I've heard this theory.
She might shapeshift on you.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
She doesn't want you to witness that. So let's edit this. I don't want to get in trouble.
With Portia.
Will we get flagged?
Why?
Will YouTube flag it?
No.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ellen's, I think
so are you guys having fun? This is easy, cheesy, breezy, right?
Yeah, dude.
It's easy for you guys.
I gave your dog a little collar.
Thank you. It's that's yours. That's yours. Oh, you can't
I know,
give
but just for
that.
The...
Yeah, just for
just
the segment.
Swag.
Let's talk about your awesome podcast, Sorry Mom.
Sorry Mom.
How'd you come up with the name?
I was brainstorming. I was listening to The Lonely Island.
Oh, cool.
They're the best.
Uh-huh.
And then there's that one song where he's like, it's from the movie, Popstar. He's like going through all of his taglines.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, sorry, Dad. And I was like, that's a great one.
Sorry,
that's
Dad.
A great name.
Sorry, Dad.
So my dad's dead. So I was like, ah, oh, bummer. Whatever. We'll see.
Yeah.
Loophole figured out. It was taken. So I was like, ah, oh, next best thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I do
both
have moms.
Yeah, our moms are
both
alive.
So
yeah,
that's right
with
that.
Yeah, so then we
did. Both your moms know each other?
They don't.
No.
Oh, okay. They have to meet one day.
Yeah, one day.
Yeah. It'll happen.
Yeah.
And then you agreed with the, it's a catchy,
name.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And so,
I was kind of shitty at helping on the whole naming part. And then I came up with like shooting the shit like a minute later. After we put it out, and then I was like, no. I like Sorry Mom.
I like Sorry Mom. There was a lot. There was like Titty Titty Bang Bang.
Yeah.
I was like,
so
she just won
you guys made a list before you decided?
We had like a good thread.
Tell us some other names. Tell us some other ones that could have been the name.
We had Titty Titty Bang Bang.
Two tits, one mic. And then I was like, okay, well, there's two mics. And then I was like, this sounds like a sexual math problem. This isn't going to work. This is too confusing. That's all right. Two tits, two mics. Four tits, two mics. Pass.
Yeah.
Physical challenge. So anyway, we ended up with Sorry Mom.
Yeah.
And,
I love it.
Thanks.
And it's just you two every week, right? It's you two.
Yeah.
What do you? Just my own curiosity. Where do you guys film it?
Where?
Yeah.
In my bedroom.
Oh, it's a clean room. It's clean.
Yeah, we got papers. It's
small. It's clean.
Thank you.
Is it smaller than this?
The room?
The room,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It's about half
by a
this.
Lot. There's also, like, clothes. It's like a...
Yeah, it's a closet. Yeah. It's not even your bedroom.
There's
it's a closet.
Door right by your chair.
That's... Yeah, that's the door.
That's a door out into the hallway?
Yeah. Right.
Okay, I noticed that.
So I yell at my dog.
Let's do some shout-outs. So if there's anyone watching this and you want to sponsor... the Sorry Mom podcast. How do they get a hold of you guys if they want to? Because I know you guys want table stuff on your.
Oh yeah.
So go ahead.
So we're like gonna get a new podcast room, January. So we're very excited, and we are trying to get like a neon sign or like something cool in there, some good decorations
in the middle
and
there.
Such.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
a neon sign of breasts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really we want tits of like neon tits.
Yeah,
with like Sydney and sorry, mom.
My name as well.
Sydney. I like my name. Maybe also Nikki.
What would be your dream sponsors? Just top three for you. Top three for you. Like, just put it out there in the universe. What would be your dream sponsors? Like,
oh,
just to help me in life, so I could stop paying for things. Netflix. I plug you. Department constantly.
Of Water and Power. My landlord.
So, okay, number one for you, Netflix.
Netflix. Smart water.
Smart water.
And air flights.
Air flights.
Yeah, I don't know.
So those are your three. Yeah. Nikki?
Probably Jewel.
Oh, Jewel. Yeah, and Jewel.
I'm spending a lot of money on pods every
Jewel.
Month. Yeah. I just feel like we're already doing that, you know?
You guys smoke a lot of... I know. You do it kind of like on the side.
We try not to do it in the mic.
You go...
Yeah.
I know. I'm like...
You go... Like that, yeah.
I know, it's strong.
But you guys vape a lot on it, yeah. So Jewel, is it Jewel?
Jewel, but the two kinds of pods. We need menthol and we need normal tobacco.
So why, okay, I'm just curious.
What else, what are the other two?
Why Jewel compared to the other
vapes?
I'll
tell you why.
Yeah, break it down.
I smoked a pack of cigarettes a day for 9 years. And
a
pack a day
for 9 years.
Can
I guess what kind?
Please, I bet you will.
Newport.
No.
Wait, I thought you were Newport.
No, I never smoked.
Wait, hold on. I'm not done. I get two more.
No, but like.
Marlboro Medium.
Nope.
I know. Camel Lights.
Nope.
Can I guess more?
Sure, name all of them.
Keep
Marlboro
going.
Lights.
Nope.
I think they're full of shit.
Know.
They were Newport.
Winston's.
No. Can you imagine if I was like Virginia Slims?
No. So am I, okay, you know what? This is one I won't guess, right? Like, it's like an unorthodox
No, it's
brand?
It's very general.
Doral?
No. Can I just tell you?
No, Parliament!
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
yeah, you're
like
right.
It's like a pretty...
No, it was Parliament. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a common one.
In Parliament, because they have the little area in the backside.
Yeah.
So that you can hold them in your teeth.
Yeah, I
know.
You're
remember
okay.
That.
Are you okay?
Yeah,
I know.
I was having a panic attack.
You had a minute.
Right?
Yeah.
I smoked for 14 years myself.
Yeah, it's...
And how did you start smoking? I'll tell you how I started.
And an ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
Boy, because he smoked?
Yeah.
And he smoked Parliament?
Yes.
And you bummed him out first. First, you bummed him.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, let
That's
me get
how
one.
It starts.
It starts that way.
That's how it starts.
Because I went to Arizona State.
Oh, yeah.
And in front of the dorm, I'm trying to fit in. Everyone's smoking, I know.
Yeah.
Well, can I have one?
Yeah.
Start, you know, oh, this is cool. Then before you know it, I'm going to the... Store and buying my own packs.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're balls deep in debt.
Yeah.
You reek of smoke.
So you smoked
a
pack
hate
a
you.
Day?
Yeah, for 9 years. And then I quit. And but the only this is the only thing that's like comparable to an actual cigarette.
Why?
Yeah, I agree.
The way that it hits your throat, it's
the way
like,
it tastes?
It, well, this is just tobacco. It doesn't really taste like anything. It kinda I don't think cigarettes really taste
have
like anything.
Have you tried other brands?
I have.
Why that? So that one is
it just really it's a very high in nicotine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you agree with her?
I agree, yeah. So I tried the other, like, really annoying vapes, too, and those are just fucking... Those look stupid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How does that work? Because I don't really know how those work. Like, do you have to put Do you charge
you
it?
Charge
yeah,
it?
You charge
it,
yeah.
With your, right there, USB?
It's got, like,
like its own charger
thing.
Oh,
it has its own charger.
But it does have, like, a USB thing.
How long does one last?
You know, these are all questions I could answer if we were sponsored by Jewel. I just feel like if this isn't a
we're
plug.
About Jewel,
no,
like,
I don't.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry.
It
so
depends
Jewel,
on what
you're if you're watching this, please holler at them at what's your website?
SorryMomPodcast.com.
You have a Gmail, don't you?
Yeah. SorryMomPod@gmail.com.
SorryMomPod@gmail.com. Message them and sponsor them.
Please.
Please and thank you.
Yeah, and also this show.
No. I want Grizzly.
Yeah.
So if you're watching this, Grizzly, I chew every episode, right?
Yeah.
I go through one of these.
And more.
And why that one? Just to turn the tables. Why not Copenhagen?
Yeah. I like that. I like what you're doing.
The reason being is because I like Kodiak, but Kodiak, a can of Kodiak's like $8.
Right, the price point.
So this is like... this is on sale sometimes for $3.55.
Wow.
Oh, damn.
So then he's not lying. It says it right there,
too.
Yeah,
it does.
Oh, I did. Yeah, so I'm not lying. $3.55. Yeah. And so when I'm at 7-Eleven, I'll like make sure I like study the wall,
right?
Because it's, you know, and I always look for the they have like a packaging over it, and it says, yeah, like, it has like a yellow banner, so I'm like, okay, those are the ones on sale,
right?
But usually some of them are pouches. I don't mess with
yeah,
pouches.
I don't like the, I don't mess with pouch ones
because they're too strong.
Oh really?
Yeah, I like this to is control. Yeah, you control. I want to control my
the amount.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Interesting.
So this is a good medium.
Grizzly.
I mess with Longhorn, but yeah, you can only buy that at, is it Rite Aid or
Long? I don't like when they do that.
I think it's at Rite Aid. It's the one, what's the one on Vine and Sunset near that Trader Joe's and Arclight Theater in Amoeba? It's 24 hours.
Oh,
is it a Walgreens?
It's a Walgreens,
I think. A Walgreens. So Walgreens is the only one that I know that sells the other thing that's kind of affordable for me. Yeah. It's a Longhorn, which is like $280.
Oof. That's pretty good price point.
Yeah. So I'm not.
I mean,
proud of doing this.
I had a horse named after chewing tobacco. His name is Red Man.
Oh, I know Red Man.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's he was my favorite horse.
Yeah, that's like the pouch.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was like that old school shit.
Yeah. Stevie doesn't like the pouches. They're too strong.
I don't mess with the.
Yeah.
Well, no. This
must have been before the pouches.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, Wrigley's. Big League Chew, that bubble gum.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Yeah,
I
see.
Yeah, you could grab
it. I see.
So, nicotine's, you tried quitting, right, Sid?
Yes, I did. I quit once.
Because I listened to that podcast.
A couple times.
How did that work out?
I quit for like 10 days, and then I was like, fuck this. And then I stopped. Mm-hmm. I enjoy smoking.
That old story.
Like, it's a treat for me. Mm-hmm. My family smokes. Mm-hmm. My whole family smokes. Like, so I kind of smoke in like waves. Like I'll smoke when I'm down in San Diego.
Tonight. I didn't see you.
I know my Juul's not charged, so I'm fucked. I know.
Yeah.
In like New Mexico, I smoke less. Like here, I smoke normal. Mm-hmm. But yeah, quitting fucking sucks.
Yeah.
But it's only 3 days, and then like all the nicotine leaves your body. So technically,
you
it's a mind
thing. You said
that
on one of the episodes.
Yeah.
So 3 days, nicotine leaves your body.
Leaves your body.
But
the third day, you will stab someone in the face. Like, I am not a good person on the third day at all.
No,
not at all. Yeah.
Have you tried a Nicorette or a nicotine gum?
No, because I want to do cold turkey so that then on the third day, like, you're done.
Mm.
And it's mental.
I tried that.
Nikki thinks I should just go to the Juul. I don't know.
So what do you want now? You're smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, I do cigarettes and the Juul. Whatever I feel like.
Why don't you just do the Juul?
I mean, I could, yeah.
How much is one Juul?
The actual Juul?
Like, hey, what do you have to buy? Like capsules or something? Or
yeah, well, you gotta buy like
$30, but you gotta buy the pots.
Yeah, which are another like $30.
You get 30, it on
40.
Oh man,
you go on auto ship. Go on Juul.com. I mean, really, if you're not thinking about sponsoring me, I really shouldn't be doing this. But like,
yeah,
you're welcome. Go on auto ship. And you just get a 15% discount.
Wait, what's auto ship?
You can like auto ship them to your house.
Oh, auto ship them to your house.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you save 15% because you get it online instead of paying like
in the store.
$40 at 7-Eleven, like some sort of, who am I, an Obama?
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Can't afford that shit.
How long does one last you?
I don't even want to say, it's so terrifying.
For you?
A day.
Less.
Half a day.
I'm smoking way more now than I did when
that's
I smoked
true,
cigarettes.
Yeah. You know what? But she's very, like, I don't know how you do it, but she's so low-key. Like, no one... I got yelled at. We went to an event recently.
Yeah. What event?
And it was, like, a Bang event. Mm. We went for...
Shout out to Bang, shout out to them, because they sponsor them.
Some stuff.
Not on the podcast, though, but that would be tight.
Oh, that'd be tight. Okay. But they sponsor...
but
you
pay some of our bills.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay.
But I got yelled at and, like... Because I was fucking doing my Juul.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not on brand
she
for
doesn't
them.
She doesn't, like, when she smokes, like, a big puff doesn't come out, so it's, like, not a big deal for her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't get how that works for you, though. Because when I smoke, and I'm like,
I'm embarrassed that I do this.
Are you slowly taking it in?
No, don't be embarrassed.
I am. I just don't want
to
be that guy.
Nicotine's hard to quit, man. I tried with that
Chappelle
gum,
does
and I couldn't
it.
Do
yeah,
it.
I know.
I couldn't do it.
And then Chappelle came out on
Chappelle
stage.
Chappelle came out on stage with
the
Juul, so fuck it.
And I'm like, all right.
Wait, that's a bit that he does?
No, he just is addicted to the Juul.
He's addicted.
No, he smoked cigarettes and then he had to do a performance and then he was on, he
I
did the Juul
on
instead.
Something else with his Juul,
yeah, because it's not fucking cool to smoke a cigarette in the middle of the stage anymore.
Are you a fan of Dave Chappelle?
Yeah.
Huge fan.
Yeah.
I just saw A Star Is Born as well.
I didn't see
have
that.
Have y'all seen that?
Is he in it?
Yes. You have
Do you
to
guys
watch
remember when he was in You Got Mail?
Yeah. Oh, was he?
Yeah. Really? He was Tom Hanks' best friend in You've Got Mail, and no one's talking about it.
Shit.
Yeah, I know.
Dang. I'll have to rewatch it.
Did you bring up Tom Hanks up in here?
I would just remember being like, why is no one talking
okay,
about
I'm
this?
Okay, I'm
going
to put you on the... Yeah. I'm going to quiz you.
Yeah. Quiz me on what?
Tom Hanks.
Oh, I...
Okay. Top three Tom Hanks movies. Go ahead.
Not
your favorite.
Like a huge fan of Tom Hanks. I was just kind of saying.
I think you can do it, though.
You could do it.
My favorite Tom Hanks movies? Oh, just Toy Story.
Toy Story.
Toy Story 2.
Toy Story 2. And You Got Mail.
You've Got Mail. That's a great one. Meg Ryan in okay. her prime. Yeah.
Can I tell you my three?
Please.
Big.
It's a great movie.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
Saving Private Ryan.
Another great movie. Yeah. Very depressing, but great movie.
Sleepless in Seattle.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
Have you guys seen that
I've
movie?
I've never yeah. seen Sleepless in Seattle.
No?
You
no.
haven't seen that movie?
I haven't.
Oh, you...
Tom Hanks like is a great actor.
He yeah. is. He's fantastic.
He's one of the best actors he of is. All time.
Yeah.
You guys love watching
I
movies?
I think he's gone fucking yeah. crazy,
what'd you say?
But...
Yeah. What'd you say about
Cindy
Tom?
Cindy and I vary... We vary in different... In our taste in movies.
Okay, I'm going to put you guys on the spot. Since we're... You know, it's New Year soon.
Okay, uh-huh. great.
Top... Your favorite movie of 2018? You and then you.
Oh.
Of 2018?
Favorite movie.
Huh.
Oh, fuck. I don't know. I've been know. Watching a lot of TV.
We watched like a fuck ton of
okay,
movies.
Okay, let me bring it
videos.
To Netflix, though. You wanna, should I bring it to Netflix?
Okay. How about we just go with like what Show. I've been or watching
Hulu,
recently.
Or Hulu. Or Hulu.
Thing we're watching.
Or Hulu.
Thing we're
it
watching.
It doesn't matter. All right. A series, it's whatever.
Oh, a series?
I'm go solid ahead. On Netflix.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I've been doing, let's see. I do Frasier every morning.
Damn.
With coffee.
Frasier.
And then
Frasier
I do
with coffee.
Forensic Files every
oh,
night
I
to go to
that.
Sleep.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. That's what's up.
The, both Forensic of them are perfect.
Love
yeah.
it, love it, love it.
And then
it's a good juxtaposition.
Midday, of I've been doing Locked Up, and right now I'm on like
locked
Women
up?
Locked Up.
Yeah.
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Locked Up Abroad.
What is it about those shows? I love it, too.
Oh, the murder?
They're just weird and like yeah. cool. I don't know.
Because I watch YouTube. Like channel, there's YouTube channels on.
Of locked
there's
up?
Like no, like prison channels.
Oh, people
channel.
Like with oh, the yeah. cameras in there.
No. People that okay. been like in jail, but then they have a YouTube channel and they talk about prison.
Sick.
What?
Yeah.
They're like vlogging.
Life
yeah.
After prison, right?
Yeah, life after prison.
Sick.
Life you know
after
about
prison.
It?
No, life after prison.
Sick.
Yeah.
See, I would in be there. Interested in that.
Because it's like,
why isn't it on Netflix? Come on,
they
it's
should
going
make a show.
To be. I'm sure.
Good.
Because we're fascinated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course.
I'm addicted. I don't know.
What about you? You're.
A new season of South Park, hands down, is probably
okay, South
one
Park.
Of...
Do you
like
watch
that.
South Park? Have
it's
you seen
minute.
The new
it's
one?
A minute. It's
the
been
new
a minute.
Season is fan-fucking-tastic. Is anybody else watching the new season of South
Bryce?
Park right now? Get your
Chris?
Fucking lives together.
He's not here.
Yeah, George
God damn
here.
It, George. Big Mouth.
What's Big Mouth?
It's Nick Kroll's show. It's
oh,
epic.
Oh, I love Nick Kroll.
I just pretty much only like adult cartoons I've
oh,
been watching.
Wow, cool.
F is for Family, Bill Burr's show.
Yeah, that's a good
fucking
show.
Fucking love Bill Burr.
Bill Burr's great.
Yeah, mostly just a lot. And then also all of the murder documentaries.
Who doesn't
well.
Love Bill Burr?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know Communists. Why you like him too, because he's a comedian. He's from the East Coast as well.
I fucking love him. He just yeah. says it.
He's from Philly, right?
No, he's okay. from Boston.
He's from Boston, sorry.
Sorry, fucking sorry. Life together.
So sorry. Sorry, Nikki. Sorry. So is there any more you guys want to talk about? Let's plug in Sorry Mom more.
Okay.
How'd you come up with the format as far as like, because it's so organic the way you guys just bounce off each other?
Yeah.
Was that
yeah.
planned?
No.
Well, no.
What happened? Some people were like, you guys are funny when you're together. You should have a show. And I was like, yeah, no one will give us a
yeah.
show.
Mm-hmm. We keep hearing this and yeah. no one's doing shit for us. So
yeah.
we were like, all right,
we should just make a show.
We'll just bullshit and,
so, and
mm-hmm.
yeah.
talk on camera.
And we're like, "What?" I feel like it's going to take shape. We've got some plans for 2019 to like really make it pop.
Yeah. yeah. I love the intro song.
Thank you. Thank
How
you so
How do you
much.
Come up with that?
Well, I was like, what?
Whose voices, whose mother voices are those?
So that's our moms.
Yeah.
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 So, we got both of our moms to
I'm just
to say all
yeah.
the insults they
so
say
like,
to us.
I'll tell
I
you,
love
I'll
it.
Tell you the inspiration. Yeah. I'm a huge fan of Your Mom's House.
What's that?
Tom Segura's podcast.
Tom Segura.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Christina
Pajitsky. She's instantly talking
it's
about
like my
podcast.
Favorite
yeah,
thing
yeah,
ever.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Yeah,
no
so,
offense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know either.
But they have an intro song and it's like an absurdly long amount of time. But it's just like, it really like amps up the show. I was like, we gotta fucking do this. We gotta make this happen. We need an intro song. And then GarageBand to the rescue, and Dylan. Shout out to Dylan for making that shit happen.
I'm a fan of GarageBand myself.
Yeah, he really. Mm-hmm. So we just were like,
I use it.
Mom, say some shit.
I use it.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. So what we made it happen.
I don't even it's know like what you're talking about. Is it an app?
It's on your computer. It's a music app on your Mac.
Yeah.
And it's free.
It's a free.
It's just like iMovie. It's free.
Nice. Yeah.
And it's for music.
It's for, yeah.
Yeah.
It's for music. And I'm learning how to do iMovie as well. I'm trying to learn how to use it. Because it's free as well.
Also free. Right?
Can I have an idea for a future podcast for you guys.
Okay. Tell us.
Your mom and your mom as guests.
Well, we had my mom on the podcast recently.
Once.
Oh, which one?
I don't know. Well, it's in there somewhere.
Somewhere.
It says my mom's name.
Yeah.
You guys are close.
Yes. Call me. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We're best friends.
She has a boyfriend. Where does your mom live?
Florida.
Florida.
Yeah. She's like a retired Jew in Florida, just living her best life. Smoking
have you been
weed.
To Florida?
Yeah, I grew up there.
Have you been to Florida?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, have you been to Florida?
No.
Yeah. Interesting. Oh,
okay. What are the top three things about Florida?
It's just trash people.
Oh, it is like swamp. Like, whoa. Really,
yeah,
those are swamps.
Like,
my dad's from Florida. Fuck you.
Your dad's from Florida.
Look at your dad. Your dad.
I know
is
my
Florida.
Dad does wear flip flops and duct tape everything together.
Your dad is like Florida.
Yes, it is very
he
Florida.
He wears bucket hats and a lot of cargo shorts.
Yeah. That's everything has paint on it. Yes.
Yeah.
But.
No, I mean, it's just like, I like it.
It's warm there all the time. You like that.
It's humid. Yeah.
How often do y'all visit?
I try and see my mom a lot. I just like, she's getting older now, so it's kind of, you know, it's a struggle, but we make it work.
Yeah, yeah.
Her mom's house is bananas, too.
Like, yeah, let's talk about her mom's house.
Her mom's house has like a... like a carousel and statues.
She's never thrown anything
like
away ever, and she's like constantly at
keep
Goodwill.
It's great. Keep going.
Yeah.
Looks
she's
like
a collector.
Like
leopard chairs and
she's
shit.
A collector.
Yeah. Of just like random shit, like chairs,
like vintage stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of shit
and just weird stuff. Like
what
it's
else?
Great.
Tell me some other weird stuff.
She has like Greek statues outside.
She's got like
cool
fountains
area.
Of like dogs peeing. It's just like,
oh
what are
goodness.
You doing?
She has a full horse that is from a carousel.
Yeah.
She's
like, look what I got.
The pictures are just great.
It's just strange.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's like an acid trip.
Wow. Yeah.
Your
yeah.
mom's cool.
I think that's
she's,
cool,
she's
though,
great.
Right?
Yeah.
That's rad.
Yeah.
I feel like your mom and me are a lot alike.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, no, she's a great lady. Love her.
That's so
she
cool
likes the
that
weird
you
things.
Guys are so close.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
guys both have any siblings or no?
Yes, I have three sisters.
Yeah.
Three sisters.
And they all look like her. Can you imagine?
Well, two of them.
They do.
Yeah.
Two of
like
them.
Your
yeah.
poor dad. That's all I
do
can
you have
think
pictures?
About.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pop. Yeah. But we won't show the camera. Okay. Nikki, any brothers or sisters? Nikki?
I have a brother. He lives in Philly.
So what's his name?
Jay.
Shout out to Jay.
Yeah. Jay in Philly. What's up?
Shout out to Jay Howard.
He's got a...
In Philadelphia. I have a friend in Philly as well.
Do you?
That's Kenzie.
He's into noise music.
Oh, wow.
You wouldn't understand.
let's see. There's me, Kenzie, and Maddie.
Oh my goodness.
We do all kind of look alike. If I sit in between the two,
if I sit in between the two, we all look alike. But with Kenzie and Maddie together, they don't really look alike.
So it's all girls?
Yeah.
No boys?
No.
No boys.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Are you guys close?
Very close, yeah.
Where do they all live?
San Diego. Yeah.
San Diego.
Favorite beaches in San Diego?
Well, I live in like Carlsbad area, so
I
like the beaches
there.
Over
my
there.
My cousin lives there as well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's
north,
like chill.
It's more north.
Yeah, it's more north. It's more chill. Like mm-hmm. people are quieter.
Mm-hmm. You been down there,
Carlsbad?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's so nice.
It is. It's all nice.
She needs to come hang out at the house, though.
You know what? It'd be nicer living down there, huh?
Oh fuck yeah!
Compared to LA.
Yeah, I hate it here. I mean, I don't. But
okay,
like,
let's get into that.
It's just like there's a lot of people.
I like that. Why don't
I feel like people
what's
need to
bad
just,
about living in Los Angeles? The top
people come
reasons.
Here and they have dreams, but it's like it's been 30 years, man. Just like go back, give up.
Yeah,
you're crowding
up just
the roads.
I think it's the revolving door of constantly having like new, you know, twatty people like come in. That's the issue.
Mm-hmm.
Because then they
that?
Leave
wait, expand,
3 years.
Expand on that. What do you mean by twatty people?
Well, because everybody does. They come here and they have a dream, which is great, but they all come here for about a year or two, and then they figure out, like, oh, this is a lot, like, harder, and I can't just party all the time, and then they leave.
It's
so
hard.
It's,
or they, no, they stay.
It's just like a constant...
They stay here.
...revolving
they
door.
Stay.
Get the fuck
or
out.
They stay, yeah.
Just go.
I'm
passionate about this.
What are your recommendations, if they were to leave, what states would you...
have them go to?
Where? Just like, where are they from?
I heard Georgia is good. Georgia, good state to go to.
Sure.
Why?
Well, I saw something on YouTube and it said top 10 states
to live in.
Where Californians go to.
Oh, really? Really?
So, Georgia. Yeah, off top, I think it's Georgia.
Uh-huh.
Oregon?
Ooh, yeah. Leah. I can see
Oregon.
Arizona?
That's a good one.
Okay.
Oklahoma's in there. Do you believe that?
I don't.
No.
Oklahoma. Wow, they're like, I fucking had it with LA. I want the opposite.
Because the cost of living's cheap there in Oklahoma.
I can see that.
Yeah, of course.
Colorado.
I can see Colorado,
Sure.
But
that's it? Off the top of your head, you just named like all of them.
No, it's
like Georgia.
Seattle. Washington.
I can see Seattle. Yeah. But like you just are gonna be so depressed.
It's cold.
That's how I feel about Seattle.
No, I love it.
Yeah, I mean,
oh, really?
And I if you're listening at home,
I'm thinking of Portland.
You have a dream.
I love the rain, too.
You've had
see,
it for
I
a while.
Hate the rain.
These states are great.
Yeah. I am too spoiled.
Get off the fucking 405.
If you guys, let's say you guys already did it here, right? You got your special or whatever. You got your podcast blows up.
Sure.
Okay. You have enough money to live three lives. Where would you move?
Fuck.
I would get one house in Australia. So that during winter here, I could just go there.
Sure.
And then it would be summer.
Where in Australia?
I don't know yet. I haven't even been there.
Oh, why but Australia? That's
I just
so
know
random.
That their summer is during our winter.
That's a selling point.
That's my selling point.
Good.
I don't know. I'd probably stay in California, but just go like north. A little bit
north,
you know, like
how
not
north?
San Diego,
no, like but like
San Francisco north.
No, like I don't know, like slow
Modesto.
Like like someplace by the beach, like the ocean, but not like you know what I mean, like someplace nice
in
like,
the middle.
Yeah,
just
north of LA.
Right.
So where's that, Bryce?
I don't know. I haven't looked at a map.
Why would you keep going up?
I'm just
instead
thinking,
of
like, why
down?
Not go up? You know,
why would you go up instead of down?
I just, it's
because of OC. I've, you don't like OC?
No, I don't like it.
Okay, well, what
why
about,
don't you like Orange County?
But I just like it feels like it's LA.
Yeah.
Still. Like we're still here.
Yeah. Like, how long have you been out here?
I don't know, like 5 years.
Okay, and you're starting to feel it like,
I'm
know
not,
I like
you know,
it.
It's, I think it's just know, like the East like Coast in me is just like, why are we not moving? You know what I mean? Like, just fucking walk. Just go. It's like a lot of, like, I start doing a lot of hand gestures.
Because they do walk fast in New York, don't they?
We got places to go.
Like, get out of my way.
Yeah, and people here are just like.
Are there people?
Oh, is it green?
Oh, right.
And you're just like, what the fuck?
What do you say people are like, I'm not trying to generalize, but are people passive aggressive here as well?
I don't know. I mean, I think people are passive aggressive anywhere.
Interesting.
Yeah. Interesting. These are good points.
I think that, I don't know if, I think you might leave soon. I feel like,
me?
Like yeah, I feel like you want to leave.
No, I'm going to stay here.
Are you going to stay?
Is this a challenge?
No, no, this is not a challenge.
Should I leave?
No,
I like
no one
it here.
To leave.
I just but, like, what's the fun in living someplace that's frustrating if you can't like yell about it?
The cost of living's high too.
Yeah, but I feel like you can finish.
She's
you
in Burbank.
You can
finish.
Oh, you're in Burbank?
Yeah,
fuck
she
yeah.
doesn't even
oh,
fucking deal
like
with
that
in LA.
You're by the IKEA.
Yeah, listen, I'm just like, I'm very suburban.
But she also, she wakes up at like 5 a.m. to not deal with humans.
I
and
do.
Then like goes to sleep at 8 p.m. to not deal with humans. So you have to realize
what? Wait,
her.
Wait. Say those times again.
She wakes up at 4:30 in the morning and
that's
then like goes
go to
the gym.
Yeah.
I know. And gets her whole day done. Like, you're lucky we're here right now. It's 6 o'clock. It's basically
her
bedtime. Yeah,
that's
literally.
That's why we film this early.
Yeah.
Because, Nikki, normally we film at 9.
Oh, there's no way she even came.
So now it makes perfect sense because I never
asleep.
Questioned
yeah.
you. I just went along with it. He goes,
thank God.
They're coming at 6. I go, what?
Sick.
Because, no, that's like.
Yeah, I'm going home to San Diego
like a lot
after this
for like
too.
The time I have to go home and like watch an episode of Big Mouth, like
yeah.
you know, like get
so
settled.
She sleeps that early?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Every night?
Yeah.
A lot of the nights, yeah, most nights.
What do you do when you wake up at 4:30 in the morning?
It's like walk my dogs, go to the gym, go to like do the things like I'm telling you, Ralph's at like 6 a.m. I'm fucking flying.
Like she does have it figured out because she gets to wake up 4 a.m. No one's awake. She has her own time.
What?
Then she goes to the store, goes to the gym, goes and does everything before everybody else is awake. It's so, no one's out. It's so convenient.
Yeah.
But then she goes to sleep early, and it's a great excuse to never go to any parties or to do anything late at night. And then she can just chill in Netflix in the evenings, which I completely respect.
Do you take anything to help you go to sleep, or do you just naturally go to sleep?
I'm just tired.
Runs the shit out of herself.
Yeah, I do. I try and do stuff.
Yeah, she does a lot.
But, you know.
She's a beast.
And then what about you? What time do you go to sleep?
Sydney's like a normal human being, but like still able to like balance the motivation. You know what I mean? Like you get shit done.
Yeah.
But
well,
like
I have a weird schedule, so I'm like constantly either
going
like
places.
Doing something or something.
So would you say like midnight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've also become a bit old. So yeah, midnight I'm like, all right, I'm good.
Mm-hmm. What about your boyfriend? Does he go to sleep at 8?
No.
Then how does that work out?
We get like a solid 4 hours with each other, and I feel like that's enough.
And then you go, all right, I'm going to sleep.
Yeah. And then he stays awake and like does whatever.
What does he do? What does he do when you go to sleep?
He fucking makes music, plays, what's it called? Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah, I'm playing that. I'm playing that.
Gonna go rob a train in Valentine.
So he plays that in the living room?
No, in the office where he filmed the podcast.
Oh, okay. So he plays in there?
Yeah.
And what time does he...
Oh! I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Does he have a horse?
Yeah, everyone has a horse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, everyone has a horse.
Definitely
everyone
don't.
Everyone has a horse in Red Dead Redemption. Yeah.
So my uncle has a horse. He plays that also.
Yeah,
and
tell
he
him not
gotten...
to watch the new season of South Park because it really spoils everything. Yeah. Spoils the whole thing.
He won't. He's older. But he's like super into this horse.
Me too.
Right? Is that a thing? Like everyone's into their horse? He's like, man.
You
like,
feed it, you brush it.
I gotta
it.
Go feed and brush
you
my
can buy
horse.
Things for
like
it.
Retire on an island somewhere.
Oh, I love
those.
Like I could get a new horse, but I like this horse.
No, I like my horse.
Bonded.
Yeah, I'm bonded. My horse's name is Kirby Jr.
Oh, see?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does your play it in cinema mode?
Yeah, I prefer the other mode.
Mm, interesting. Mm,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Moving on.
That's crazy. So he'll play Red Dead for like a couple hours.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what he does while I'm asleep.
I feel like
have
he just
you tried
off.
To force your sleeping schedule on him?
Absolutely not. I'd want it because I
murder.
Want my morning.
Yeah.
Like for some reason he's awake in my morning.
It
time.
Bugs her.
I'm like, fuck you doing
that. I get that too. I'm like that too.
You had your night.
I do that too.
What are you doing?
I
you're
have
like
to have my
too?
Own morning time. Yeah, and Drew knows. He like leaves.
You guys make your own breakfast and stuff?
Yeah, of course.
What's a breakfast for you guys?
Well, I make my own coffee at home.
You make your own.
And then I have that cup of coffee, and then Drew wakes
Sydney
up.
Sydney Mailer, just like you.
And he goes to, he walks coffee. To Starbucks or wherever.
Me too.
And brings me second coffee.
It's a good man.
So I still
that's
haven't dealt with
man.
Him this whole time yet.
Good for you,
then
Drew.
Then he brings me second coffee and a croissant, always.
Ooh. God, what a good man.
And then that's
Dylan,
it.
Step it up.
Then we're going.
No. So Dylan, dude, Drew's beating you.
I've got no pastries.
Dylan,
no,
go
he's the best.
Get her whatever she wants.
But
coffee.
I get that first coffee alone.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I don't want to see
rule
you.
Of thumb.
I need it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need the coffee.
Yeah.
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 How much is a coffee maker?
He got me a, I don't know, he got
do
me a
do you not
good
have
one,
one?
Though.
No, I need one.
What?
No, I only got
what
that
are
stove.
You doing?
And that's
you
a nice
you don't have a
stove.
Coffee
thank
maker?
You.
They're
make
like $12, like $24
God,
maybe.
I could save so much money doing that.
Oh, yeah.
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 You all you need to buy too. Is coffee and creamer and sugar. Yeah. Boom. What kind of coffee
I
do you
know,
get,
you
though?
Need a sponsor for
I
your
Americano.
Podcast. Can we get Keurig to sponsor this podcast?
We need a coffee sponsor for the Stevie Weeby Show. Please holler at us.
And Americano is easy to make, right?
Yeah, it's just espresso. I would love an espresso.
Yeah, you gotta get an
espresso machine.
Yeah. I have
espresso
one of those.
Machine.
We don't use it, but we have it.
Let's talk more about Sorry Mom. So what's the future hold? Let's go. I wanna really plug the Sorry Mom podcast. Yeah, what's
Sorry
in the future
Mom.
For Sorry Mom?
We have our new set coming,
yeah.
And
good.
We're going to have guests on finally.
Get you on there.
Absolutely, yeah.
So
we'd love
you.
That.
Thank you so much.
I'll bring
a show and tell, too.
Hell
oh,
yeah.
Please.
Okay. I like that.
Okay.
And then I think we're going to do calls also. We're going to try to work on the calling.
Yeah.
And.
What about the Patreon? Let's talk about the Patreon.
We came up with the Patreon.
We have one.
Okay. Thank you. This all right.
Let's plug the Patreon. What's a Patreon?
You plug.
Let's talk about the Patreon.
Just look up Sorry Mom podcast.
And then the Patreon. It's on there.
And what is the Patreon off? Like, why should they join the Patreon? Let's
so
break that down.
Right now, all it is just like our shitty test videos. So like. Before we start,
no,
podcast.
They're great videos.
No, thank you. But
they're great videos. They're
on
not
the
shit.
Patreon.
Yeah, they're great.
Thank you.
Let's talk it up.
Yeah, it's just mostly us, just like shooting the shit, being like, I look like a lesbian today, like whatever. I don't know. It's a little banter. It's just
but
like some fun.
what we're going to do in January is on the Patreon, we're going to start doing, like, we used to, like, do, we always do events and shit like that together. Like, we went to this dancing, like...
It was like a burlesque dance class.
Yeah, burlesque dance class. Well, we didn't then.
No, Sydney was thinking, like, I'm going to go take this class. And I was like, I am not going to watch you fail.
Yeah. So she came. Yeah, I picked her up on the way.
I'm not going to
watch you. Yeah. Can I tell you guys? Yeah.
Oh, wait, we want to do like a pole dancing class and shit like that.
And we're going to behind the scenes videos and put them on the Patreon and be like.
Yeah, so we'll start going places and doing behind the scenes and like.
We're gonna do stuff.
Yeah, so we're gonna make a burger at Burger Chef Dude's Jay's house. Yeah, yeah, shit like that. I feel like that'll be cool.
These guys suggested something for our Patreon, right? Can I share it?
We did.
Probably did, but yeah.
Yeah. So, well, George did. No. You did that. I'm giving you credit for that.
Postcards.
I'm giving you credit for that, Bryce. But George brought up the audio diary log. Oh, yeah, so this, you could do this as well. Huh. So what I do for all Patreons on Monday, every Monday, is I do a special. You could do it on GarageBand. You could just film it on. You could record.
I have that.
It's a diary log. Okay. So it's just for the, it's a special
1201. I've had some coffee, that kind of a thing.
Yeah, you could just
tell a spooky story.
Yeah, you could tell stories or it's just.
Oh, okay. So you just do like a little thing for the Patreon.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that.
And it's, I do it every Monday.
That's a good one.
And you could just.
What do you talk about?
Like, okay, so my last one, I just saw A Star Is Born.
Right. Uh-huh.
And I did a movie review.
Oh, I love that.
And how much I love the movie and how much I love the performances.
It's a great idea. I like it.
And, you know, it could be about anything.
Yeah.
So I do that every Monday. So that's like something special that only the Patreons will get.
I like that.
That's nice.
So it's kind of like you're doing a mini Sorry Mom podcast, but just audio.
But just for that.
But just audio.
Yeah.
And it's easy.
Yeah.
And there you go.
I like that.
Look at that. Yeah.
Thank you for the advice.
So it's, and you could just do that and then upload every week. You could do it every Wednesday, every Monday.
Review murder documentaries.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
Or whatever you're watching on Netflix, or you know what I'm saying?
Buster Griggs.
Yeah. You could do food reviews, like if you discover a new
food
restaurant.
Thing.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you could do
baby
that.
Baby corn. Mm-hmm. What's up with it?
I love baby corn.
But where is it, though?
What is it?
Like, what? That's not corn, is it?
You mean, where do they get it?
Like, where do you farm baby corn?
I don't know,
corn?
Actually.
Like, this no is idea. Really
I don't know why you would bring up corn. Where did corn...
I just baby was thinking, corn. Like...
But we weren't talking about corn, Nikki.
We weren't
talking about corn, were we?
I don't know.
We'll tell you guys on our Patreon where they grow baby corn.
I think you want to eat corn right now.
I just really, like,
want to know about baby corn.
She's so tired.
Like,
look at her. No.
Oh, she's, it's getting towards her bedtime.
I know, it's 7.
We have a couple more minutes.
All right.
So let's start plugging more. So where could the viewers and listeners watch and listen to your podcast?
Great.
It's on Spotify,
right.
Google Play, Apple thing. It's on, where else?
It's on YouTube,
obviously. YouTube. Come on, guys.
So if you go to our website, www.sorrymompodcast.com, you can find the links to everything, including our Patreon and all of the YouTube and all of that shit.
All the things. We have wonderful stories that we love to share about our shitty lives and
where do people
all
make
our
that
stories.
Pledge to your Patreon? Say that again. Make that pledge to their Patreon and go.
So if you go on that website, right, you're going to see like a... forget what it fucking says.
There's like a drop down menu.
Oh, it says support.
It says support.
Click support and then it'll
right
take
up
you
in
to
there.
The Patreon page.
Yeah. You could do a dollar. Like, we'll still send you the shit.
Shout out to Squarespace.com, who's made it so easy to build my own website. Also, that'd be a great sponsor, just saying.
Squarespace.com, please sponsor them.
It's like...
Yeah. Is it...
Jules,
do we pay for
sponsor
yeah,
them?
We pay for that. Yeah.
Let's put out the universe again. Let's do the sponsor. So
Netflix, Smartwater, Jewel...
My landlord, Department of Water and Power, like, SoCal Gas, Goodwill. Goodwill SoCal.
Goodwill's rad.
So when do the new episodes air?
Oh, every Thursday at noon. That's a great question.
Yeah.
Every Thursday at noon, new episode.
New episode. Yep. Sorry, Mom.
It's great. I love listening.
Thank you
so
much.
I love watching. That's why I knew.
I appreciate it.
I already had this backstory.
And you retain facts.
You did.
Yeah. On your guys' thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So please check out Sorry Mom podcast.
Do it.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, let's plug your guys' individual Instagram accounts.
Oh.
What's yours?
Mine is Sydney A. Mailer. S-Y-D-N-E-S-Y. Sydney, like Sydney, Australia. S-Y-D-N-E-Y.
M-A-L-E-R.
Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, _ Howard, H-O-W-A-R-D. That's it. That's mine.
And let's, I'm just my own, you have a million. You have a million.
1.1.
I do.
That's crazy.
I know.
What do you think? But you have a lot too. You have 400.
Yeah, like,
no, no, don't take away from what you got. You have over 400,000.
I don't. That's a lie.
I just saw it.
I do?
I'm following you guys.
400,000?
No, probably. No, I if I'm remembering correctly, 425,000, 450,000 followers.
It's like 200 or something, but I mean, still.
We'll take the 400,000.
We'll take
the
400,000. We'll take the 400.
If that's incentive for anyone to follow me, then sure. It's like I've got like billions.
So, you're got how do you navigate and
do the social
and manage
thing?
Your social when you have so many followers like up to those numbers? Like how do you do that?
I think it's just really given me like the freedom to do what I feel like doing, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I smoke weed, I promote weed, I do health stuff. Me and Nikki do funny videos together, and then we do the Sorry Mom podcast, and it's pretty Gucci, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so is that a tool you could use to maybe get guests as well for the future?
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. So how...
You think we should have on the podcast?
You.
Personally?
Yeah, personally. Other than you. Like, you'll be on the end.
Maybe some comedians.
Fuck okay. Yeah.
I could give you, after we're done here, I could get a list going.
Okay.
Of
that'd be
possible
tight.
Guests.
All right.
I could see, like, maybe Theo Von or
I love
something.
Theo. Yeah.
Eric Griffin.
I don't know if he would come on, though. I feel like Theo's gotten
used
so
to work,
big.
He used to work on his podcast. He was the producer. Yeah.
But
it's
he's
so
gotten
funny.
So large, I feel like. We could do a phone call with him and he'd be like, fine. I talked to him recently about going on his and he was like, I don't know.
He's like, who are you?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I did. And he was like, I'll have to see if there's an angle for it.
And since, because I know you're into like different types of music as well, and you too, but
yeah.
Musicians, man.
I know. Yeah. I really want to get Killer Mike on.
Get El Producto. Get LP from Run the Jewels.
Fuck
I know you like them because I saw that video of you doing that.
Yeah.
Bus Driver.
Fucking love Bus Driver.
I know because I saw that as well. I know
you're good.
Yeah, Nikki does amazing rap videos.
Yeah, I love those videos.
Yeah.
So you have so many talented
people
in Los Angeles that you could just, and they would definitely do it like boom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So musicians, comedians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, writers.
Maybe other people that are doing a similar type of podcast as you as
Yes, absolutely.
Maybe like just to exchange notes or.
Yeah.
What do you think, Bryce?
Yeah, they got a great start.
you will wrap it up?
Sure.
We're wrapping up?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Is there bedtime?
Yeah,
my brother.
Yeah, that'd be
my brother,
so tight.
My brother.
I'm a big fan of your brother.
Yes, they have Tiger Belly.
I know.
That looks great.
Maybe get them on Tiger Belly, huh, as well?
Yeah.
To promote, too? Bryce?
Steve, I'm under pressure here. Uh-huh.
Huh?
He's like, we'll talk about it after the podcast.
Okay. So, dude, great job.
Thank you so much.
Is there anything do we miss as far as plug-in and promoting you guys?
So. I feel like we got the pizza. We got the pizza.
Yeah. Got the corn.
Sure.
Yeah. The baby
still,
corn
still
was
still
in there.
Still a head scratcher for me.
Okay.
But I had a lot of high chew.
So thanks again to Sydney Mailer and Nikki Howard from the Sorry Mom podcast.
Woo.
I got to give a couple shout outs, right? We're going to wrap it up here. Okay, Bryce? I know you're probably hungry.
Bryce is like.
So shout out to our two new Patreons, Sean Arntz and Roy Kwok.
Woo!
Love you guys. Shout out to Angel Alvarez for buying music off my Bandcamp. If you want to make the pledge as well to our Patreon, go to patreon.com/StevieWeeby. Right? Okay, if you want to... my album's almost done. It's going to be done in 2 weeks. So I'll be on my Bandcamp, StevieWeeby, at bandcamp.com. Why are you laughing?
I thought it was done a month ago, but...
I'm just fine-tuning it, man.
He's an artist.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, art.
Please follow me at Instagram/QUANGOU. Will you guys follow me as well, please? Thank you
so
much.
You guys repeat those letters back to me.
send stuff too. Oh, you guys should get your own P.O. box as well.
I know.
Yeah.
Get your own P.O. box.
Yeah. That would be because you'll too. Get we a get
bunch of
shit.
Free stuff.
Yeah.
I don't have any this week, but last week we had like 4 packages.
All right.
So
you should get Haichu to sponsor you. I'm sorry, but like.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, you should.
That's a great idea.
Who doesn't love Haichu?
I love Haichu.
Fucking so good.
You guys want some Pockies as well? We have Pockies.
I'll have
okay, cool. You guys can take those. I'm trying to stay off the sugar. Send stuff to the Stevie Weeby Show, 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you
Thanks
so
for
much.
For coming on. With that being said, it's time for Low Ray's World. Wow.
I was a tree beneath the ground, and the Nephilim cut me down and took away the sound that we used.